Matthew chapter 27. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Yahshua to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judah, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, What's that to us? You see to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hung himself. And the chief priests took the silver pieces and said, It's not lawful to put them into the treasury because it is the price of blood. And they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore that field was called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken of by Zechariah the prophet, saying, And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as Yahweh appointed me. And Yahshua stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Are you the king of the Jews? And Yahshua said to him, You say. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he did not answer. Then said Pilate to him, Do you not hear how many things they witness against you? And he answered him never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at that feast the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner, whom they would have released. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said to them, Whom do you will that I release to you? Barabbas or Yahshua, which is called the Messiah? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, Have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Yahshua. The governor answered and said to them, Which of the two will you that I release to you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said to them, What shall I do then with Yahshua, which is called the Messiah? They all say unto him, Let him be executed. And the governor said, By what evil has he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be executed. When Pilate saw that he could not prevail, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water, washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. Then did he release Barabbas to them, and when he had whipped Yahshua, he delivered him to be executed. Then the soldiers of the governor took Yahshua to the common hall and gathered to him the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spit on him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off of him, put his own clothes back on him, and led him away to execute him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, and him they compelled to bear his torture stake. And when they were come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they executed him, and parted his clothing, and casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of by the prophet, they parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation, written, This is Yahshua, the King of the Jews. Then there were two thieves executed with him, one on the right hand, another on the left, and they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, You that destroys the temple and builds it in 3 days, save yourself. If you be the son of Elohim, come down from the torture stake. Likewise also the chief priests mocked him, with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others. He cannot save himself. If he's the king of Israel, let him come down from the torture stake, and we'll believe him. He trusts in Yahweh. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the son of Yahweh. The thieves also, which were executed with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land into the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Yahshua cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my El, my El, why have you forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard, said, This man calls for Eliah. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, Let be, let us see whether Eliah will come to save him. Yahshua, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks tore, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared to many. Now when the centurion, and they that were with him, watching Yahshua, saw the earthquake, and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of Yahweh. And many women were there, beholding afar off, which followed Yahshua from Galilee, ministering to him, among which was Miriam Magdalene, and Miriam, this mother of Jacob and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children. When evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Yahshua's disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Yahshua. And then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when yet Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the grave and departed. And there was Miriam Magdalene and the other Miriam sitting over against the grave. Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together to Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that deceiver said while he was yet alive, After 3 days I will rise again. Command, therefore, that the grave be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, He is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, You have a guard. Go on your way and make it as secure as you can. And so they went and made the grave secure, sealing the stone and setting a guard. End of chapter.